A neighbor of mine has been using a dog to help her on the farm. Perhaps that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but when you find out that she received her dog from an organization called Farm Dog USA, you quickly realize this isn't any ordinary dog. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
It's called Farm Dog USA. It's a grassroots charity that has been training and placing dogs to help disabled farmers since 2009.
A lot of times family members will call us and say, hey, I think my dad or my grandpa could use this need. So any need that they might have, we ask what their disability is, what is their injury, what do they think a dog could do for them on the farm.
Jackie Allenbrand established the organization in Albany, Missouri. They train dogs for many uses. Some farmers may just need a dog to help with stability while walking over terrain. There are many needs.
A lot of farmers might need help picking up items, depending on what their disability is. We've had some farmers that are paralyzed from the chest down, waist down. Cattle were not respecting them. They were too low, they said. We're not up high. So we train the livestock dogs.
There are a couple of breeds of dogs trained for a multitude of tasks.
We use border collies on the herding side. We usually don't start training them till about a year of age. And then the service side of things, we try to use labs or mixes, say from shelters or rescues, and train them with things like the carrying the buckets, retrieving the tools, helping with mobility. We even trained one time to open a gate.
There are many needs to be met, and this group does its best to do so.
Sometimes we have to have a waiting list because we are a small group, and it does take a while to get a dog out to everybody. We're not as quick as everybody else because we don't have a training facility.
You can learn more or back the effort at farmdog.org. That's farm spelled P-H-A-R-M. Traveling the Countryside. In Albany, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.